95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of OM Times. I'm Ella Isakov, and the theme today is glow up, not grow up. In fact, never grow up, but please continue to glow brighter and brighter. And for those of you that don't know me, I'm a sacred activations practitioner and teacher. I do the level one, the master's, and also the medical intuitive sacred activations practitioners trainings. I also hold very popular Sacred Activations webinars, and I have my spring series starting tomorrow for 6 Wednesdays, and you actually get the recording for those for 30 days, but the first theme tomorrow being trauma, family trauma, ancestral trauma, and homeland trauma. Then I believe next week is beautiful inside and out, so a little bit of health stuff, cells, DNA, your collagen. And then the following week is stepping into your power. Then I have one following after that. I also have one for mental health. And then I have a theme called Joy Up for week 5. And the last week is always for intuition, spiritual body, your chakra body. And all of that is on my website, which is just my name. I actually also have a YouTube channel with my name, and every Friday I put out a 10 to 15 minutes of inside healing episode with a few sacred activations to go along with the theme. So that's pretty cool. And I pre-record them. So I love YouTube for that. You can pre-record and schedule. But let's get on the topic of glow up. And I even have my unicorn mug, and it says right here, it says, don't let anyone ever dull your sparkle. So continue to shine bright. But where I want to start with today, before we get into the sacred activations, is that your shine, your light, actually doesn't go anywhere. You don't need to find it. You don't need to be fixed. You are perfect. Your light is always there waiting for you to see it, to be seen, to acknowledge it, to let it brighten up. And a lot of that really is also your authenticity. But what we don't know is a lot of things that might dull our light or hide our light are even things that are beyond our consciousness. And this is where trauma comes in. And I'm going to speak even on parts that maybe we haven't really thought about. We talk about our childhood trauma, and we talk about the trauma within our family system and all the systems that we might have, you know, bullying is trauma when we're young. But from our inception as human beings, from all the lifetimes, I don't know if I can even say the number of how many lifetimes we've had in human form, all those lifetimes of trauma lives in our DNA. And that's why there's that really wonderful sacred activation called junk DNA, slowly releasing all the traumas and patterns that are held in our DNA. And DNA, imagine DNA like it's a record. It's a record. It's a record of everything. So when we start to clear the records and we just clear all that stuff that is not serving us, take that part of the record out, we slowly move towards our authenticity and our authenticity to our light. Okay? Of course, there's also the ancestral stuff. So there's more talk about the ancestral stuff, but it's actually research-based that our ancestral trauma lives in our DNA. You can see how this can get really complex and some of the things that are going on even behind the scenes that are influencing our behaviors, our fears, our debilitating patterns, our self-loathing patterns. And this is why I love energy work, and especially the metaprogramming that Sacred Activations brings, is that we're able to clear that little by little, going deeper each time. And like, wow, that's pretty profound. And to think that we can go lifetimes, I mean, lifetimes repeating these patterns, repeating these fears, and we don't need to. And not only that, but how, I don't know if you've heard this, there was a 10-year period of 2012. Maybe you remember, do you know what you were doing in 2012? I know where I was doing. I was climbing out of my dark night of the soul. That's kind of when 2012 to now was one decade. So a lot of people I've talked to also remembered what they were doing around 2012, because the first shakeup was then to start to move up and expand into your light, into the fifth dimension. But now, 2023 to 2033, we are going through our next decade. And I always say, you know, you're being lovingly pushed, kicked, nudged, lovingly, you know, all that stuff to clear the way. But your light is needed now more than ever. You, like all of you, there's 95 of you, okay? All 95 of you and everybody around you, it's time. And it's time. And we hide behind our fears. We hide behind our patterns. I know I have. And the funny thing is that I've been pushed since I was a young, I've had divine intervention since I was 12. And then about, 2009 and 2012 is when it really all kind of combusted in not a good way, but in the much needed way, if you guys know what I mean. It's okay if you didn't hear. You know, sometimes we feel guilt for not, oh my gosh, I didn't listen then and I made the same mistake twice or three times and I repeated the pattern. It's okay. Everything is how it should be. And the shame and the guilt that we have for not learning fast enough or not changing or not da-da-da, let it go. Everything is how it should be. Everything that you've let up. In fact, I would not have had the wisdom I have now if it wasn't for not listening the first time and doing it again, and then listen the second time and then doing it again. Only then to realize that everything was for me to get to where I am. And I think I'm still, you know, hopefully you guys are all, we're all still growing and evolving. But it's time. We all need to spark our light. We all need to face our shadows. And I always see that light, as I said to you, it was never hiding. It was hiding. You were hiding it. Your light was never hiding. You were hiding the light by hiding parts of yourself. When you start to allow parts of yourself to be seen, and the only way to do that is to forgive the mistakes or the old things, release the shame. Those two things, forgiveness and shame, they can keep us well in our darkness and self-loathing. So when we start to move out of that, when we start to clear the way, we see that the light never left. The light never left. We may have to go through things like the dark night of the soul to face some of the things. But as you move out, you know, one of my favorite sayings, and you can borrow it, you can keep it. It's my quote. I always say, ditch the suffering, keep the wisdom. So move through the darkness, move through the dark night of the soul, learn, grow, shift, change. But then discern, which is another big word in the spiritual world. Discern, what are you going to keep and what are you going to let go? And what are you going to use towards the wisdom, the learning, the growth, and the things that you can use to spread and help others? Mm-hmm. So I guess it's more like a moving through. One last thing that I want to say about kind of how we repeat the traumas in our lifetimes. When we are born into this world, we are born with programs. We actually come in with some of the programs, yes. And then we get some of the programs in our formative years of our conditioning through the different systems, and our most important system in our formative years being our family. But if you knew that even your family that you were born into is not a mistake, it was all a kind of a divine plan, even when it was not the most ideal family. Everything was to get you to shift. And one of the reasons why a lot of healers, powerful healers, have had trauma to move through is because if we didn't have that trauma, when we have that trauma, at some point we realize, shit, oh, am I allowed to swear? this is getting too hard to bear. So we start to move on to the healing path because it just becomes too hard to bear. Second, because we've had trauma in our younger years, probably you're already connected by angels, because that's what helped me deal with some of my childhood traumas, but I didn't recollect that until later on. So then you start to reconnect to your team that was helping you when you were in those traumatic times as a kid. So that's, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm just trying to skim through one of the reasons why a lot of healers and powerful healers have moved through a lot of trauma in their life and then chose to start to heal themselves and then start to move and expand from that. Yeah. Otherwise, we don't feel that need because we don't have anything percolating. We don't feel like I always say I felt lost for the first 30 years of my life. And I'll gladly say that out loud to, wow, it's 101 now, to 101 of you guys. And I used to think I was a slow learner, but no, I was meant to continue to learn and evolve. I'm 52, so it's taken me this much time. So the light never left you. And the more you start to unravel and unpack and shed and unlearn, then you start to, do you guys know, I'm being moved to share, do you guys know about that Burmese, Myanmar, that old fable about the monk sculptures that were gold and they didn't want them to be stolen. I can't remember by who, by Thailand or somewhere. So they covered them. And then years later, they start to chip and they realize, oh my gosh, these monks, these sculptures of these Buddhas are gold, are shining gold. So that's kind of what we're doing. We're slowly chipping away at all our samskaras, which are emotional patterns, I guess. Slowly chipping away, releasing the traumas, learning from the traumas, and seeing our gold, seeing our shine, and then allowing both the light and the shadows to live together. And that's really when we're whole, when we're in our most authenticity, when we can show up and be without, you know, I'm sure you guys all know when we're with a certain crowd, we act a certain way. When we're another crowd, when we're our family, we're a different way. And the more we move into authenticity, we just show up as us. We just show up as us. We just glow up wherever we go, kind of like the unicorn. The unicorn just glows up. And apparently my unicorn that I work up is glittery, as Tamara said, and has also the rainbow, but mine is a glittery unicorn that I work with. So I'm pretty, anyway, so I'm connected to unicorns, but I'm also, you guys also get a dragon activation today. I'm very much connected to dragons as well. Okay, so your light never left you. It never went anywhere. It was just waiting for you to start to scratch away, kind of like they start to do on those Buddhas in Myanmar to uncover the full shine. But if I can say, though, not a word of caution, but take your time. Take your time. Don't rush. There's no timeline. There's no deadline. Take your time. Let it unravel. Let it unravel. First and foremost, because of the nervous system, you want to really make sure that you feel safe all the way through. Really, really, really important. In fact, I wish people talked about the feeling safe more often, not just feeling safe in the world, in your life, but also in your body. So take your time with the journey. Don't rush it. It's not going anywhere. And, you know, when you move through it in your timeline with patience, then you get to get all those golden nuggets all the way. And you really have the time to absorb them, to chew them, to digest them, to allow them to really make sense in your body, heart, mind, and spirit, and then start to connect greater to your soul. I want to make sure I don't forget. I write notes because it just streams out of me. Some of the stuff streams out of me. Some of the stuff my team, it unpacks. That's a whole other. Everybody has their system when they channel. I set the intention and it slowly unpacks for me when it's needed, if that makes sense. So first, I guess, is the choice. And even you guys all showing up here, you made the choice. You made the choice to show up and even the title Glow Up. Even you showing up knowing that you deserve to glow. You deserve to glow from the inside out. You know, we're so good at reaching to glow from the outside. And yeah, I mean, you can wear bracelets and jewelry and ornate, but ultimately it's fake. The real light comes from within and the real light shines bright. And you guys know that this is a fact, that when you shine your light, you shift your vibration. So do you guys know about the fifth dimension and fourth dimension? You're stepping into bigger pockets of light. You're stepping into bigger pockets of light and you're moving towards love, out of fear, towards love. But there, it's a fact that when you shift your vibration, when you expand your light, you influence something. I'm not kidding you guys. I don't know if you can look this up or find it somewhere, but it's the truth. You influence 800 people around you. What? So your light doesn't just shine on the people around you that you know that you are with physically, but it helps. Like I live on a street, dead end street, but a street. So I'm influencing this whole street and beyond. So when you expand in your light, you're actually also helping humanity, which is why even doing sacred activations work. You're not just working on yourself. You're working also on your ancestors and you're working on the vibrations. People come into my house and they say, whoa, they stop. These are like regular people that don't know even what I do exactly. And they stop sometimes and they go, the energy in this room. And it's like, yeah. So you shift the energy. It's beyond just your physical form. Let's just leave it at that. The other thing I want to say is as we move towards the shedding and to the light, you'll get some hard times. You'll get some hard times. And hopefully, fingers crossed, that you'll continue to show up in these kind of resources, like these free OM shows, whatever, my webinars, the Tamra's offerings, and you'll continue to show up and get the support because the journey is not easy. If it was easy, more people would do it, right? It's much easier to be in the fear, in the lack, in the anger, really. And all of that clouds your light. All of that shadows over your light. Yeah. And the thing when we accept our life and we accept even our flaws, then the light and the dark, just like the sun and the moon, you know, they emerge. And you can take the wisdom from that, but you can still be very fully in your light, in your expansion. And we are being pushed to be in the fifth dimension. I don't know if I said that. Most of the collective lives in the third, which is the fear, anger, fighting, aggression. And we're being pushed The fourth is, this is a very basic description because, well, the theme is not about that. The fourth is really about love and the heart. And the fifth is when you really connect with your higher self, your source, your team, which could be from the galactic realms, which can be from the angels, can also be, of course, the dragons and the unicorns. And of course, don't forget the ascended masters. You all have, you're all being helped. Even in those times when you were in deep in self-loathing or patterns or fear or anger, you were all being supported even then. They never left you. The light never left you. Okay. So today's sacred activations is going to be pretty big. I didn't know how to hold back. And then I checked with my team and they said, don't hold back. So there's going to be two parts to the sacred activations today. The first part is going to be the clearing of the traumas, the childhood, the 0 to 7, and then of the heart, return to the innocence, a little bit of the light and dark. Then the whole second part is just going to help you with your expansion, reminding you that you're extraordinary. So it's going to be big. So it's in two parts, smushed into one. But I want to talk about mitochondria. I know. What's that long word? Don't make me spell. No, I can't. But mitochondria is in your cells. And mitochondria, as you start to expand into your light, it looks like an oval. It looks like a little slug. Actually, you couldn't see it with your naked eye. Mitochondria, you can only see with, what do you call those, microscopes and stuff. Mitochondria, we want to make, as you start to move into your fifth dimension, that will start to also light up. And some of the ways, yeah, cell battery, yeah. Oh, I'm not running that though. Goodbye. We'll be activating your mitochondria. Some of the ways to make sure as you upgrade into your light, into the fifth dimension, liquid chlorophyll and water. Always drink the good quality water. Movement is important. And not to talk too much about food, but when you go without food, like for 16 hours or so, that's when your cells can be worked on. So if you know about intermittent fasting, I'm not saying always follow your doctor. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm just saying that when you fast for a period of time, after a certain time, it actually starts to work. There's energy to work on your cells. And that's when there's healing of the cells and re-energizing and brightening. So the mitochondria is huge. In fact, when I work on one-on-ones, I actually work on people's mitochondria. Like I spend a good 5 minutes just on the mitochondria itself. It's that important. So I'm bringing it up because it's going to be in, oh my gosh, it's 12 to 2 where I am. But let's just take this moment for the break and then we'll come back. You'll have a chance to go get a glass of water and we'll come back and we'll dive right in.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations. that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
All right, guys, welcome back. Find a seated or lying down position. If it feels right, close your eyes, just moving into your body. And set the intention straight off to receive. Really allow yourself to receive and know that you are worthy to glow up brighter, 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 brighter. And take a few expansive breaths, allowing every exhale to bring you further into your body. And imagine a light, a white light. Inhale that white light up beyond the crown of the head. Exhale out your nose and you and the white light go down, down, down through all the layers of Mother Earth until you get to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. If you see a crystal chair or a bench, go ahead and sit or lay down and just be enveloped in the grounding, healing energy of Mother Earth. And setting the intention to receive. Here we go. Starting with 0 to 7 sacred activations, clearing the belief systems that you picked up and formed in your sponge years of 0 to 7. Here we go, starting to run now. And what they're saying is anytime you lost your playfulness during those years, and they're saying that's when you start to lose your shine. Running past life trauma, sacred activation. And they're asking me to stack junk DNA, sacred activation. Breathe expansively. Bondage. That's what it is. Wow. Stop. Breathe and allow. Childhood trauma. Moving on to one of my favorite sacred activations called Return to Innocence. Love this one. It literally, it clears all the programs from this and past lives where you were convicted, corrupted fraud, anywhere where you were seen or made to feel like a bad person. Thousands of attachments to sin and guilt are being released. And accusations and evil intent, bringing you back to oneness, bringing you back to your innocence, bringing back to your pure light, purity and pure light. I'm going to start dancing heart. It's along the same line, but this is where we get to your heart being free. So it's releasing your heart of any shackles and chains and constriction, and gives it that freedom, your heart, to dance again, freely, brightly, childlike, they're saying even. I'm going to stack the next two, so I'll be quiet as I run them, both. So one is called Light versus Dark. It's also known as Good versus Bad. And just clearing you from any kind of mind control, any kind of belief systems that are keeping you in fear and still back, in, I guess, in shackles and anger, and plugging into your light, into your freedom to be you, authentically you. But I'm going to stack on this sacred activation called Activate Your Mitochondria. And I explained that and the importance of that in allowing yourself to spark brighter, energize you to be the light that you are meant to be. Here we go. Accept to receive. Start. First is light versus dark. So they're saying that you're actually getting help from the galactic realms right now to help you with the integration of this sacred activation. And starting with, I am a masterpiece, sacred activation. Connects you to all the great energies of you on the earthly plane. Shifts your love of vibration. And not just reminding you that you're a masterpiece, but literally clearing anything that's standing in the way, any belief system, or emotionally standing in the way of you believing that you are a masterpiece. Blue Dragon Sacred Activation. And this is about helping you shift your personality or character, anything that's getting in the way of your personality, opening up to all the ways that you, your character, your personality is underneath all the noise that's keeping it hidden. So knowing that you can be the person that's they're already there within you, the light that's already there within you, starting to run Blue Dragon Sacred Activation now. And it's known as a transformation wizard, this one. We're showing that they're putting little diamonds on your blue dragon. Help you shine brighter. Starting to an inner shine, sacred activation, radiating from the inside out. This has a lot to do also with self-esteem and confidence. It's all in there. Starting to an inner shine. Whew. Accept to receive. I'm going to stack on top of that fountain of youth, activates and repairs your cells to continue to flow through your body. Renewal, giving energy for life back to mitochondria. Accept to receive. And they're joking in the background, like fountain of light, change it to fountain of light. Okay. Anyway, I'm running Fountain of Youth, but just say it's also Fountain of Light. And what they're showing is like, you know, the fountains in the parks, and you're like in the middle, and it's like the fountain, the golden fountain. Light is pouring over you. being extraordinary. Clears the need to fit in and worrying about any judgments about being different, and allows you to embrace and fully embody your uniqueness, your extraordinariness, your authentic, unique, one-of-a-kind glow, because there's really is only one you. Nobody else, no ancestor was ever, nobody like you, except to receive, being extraordinary. Through the gates of heaven, creating heaven on earth, in short, connected to the divine energies of creation, manifestations here on earth in your physical body, on this physical plane, creating, manifesting your heaven on earth, walking through heaven, through the gates of heaven. Here we go, accept to receive. And they're saying, be bold, walk through those gates, be bold. It's almost like if you think, oh, that's for someone else, not for me. No, no, this is for you. Right? You take it in. The last sacred activation, it's called millionaire vibration. And I see it not just about money. I see it as abundance. It's about believing that there are no limitations, breaking the barriers, the gates, and knowing that the world is your oyster. The world is what you created to be. The world is what you believe it to be. But we've done the shit. We've cleared away all the past life, childhood stuff, and we've helped you believe that you are a masterpiece. Now, go out into the world and know that it's your oyster. And take inspired action. You do all the energy work, but you also have to do inspired action to make it into fruition. Make it a reality. and know that you'll move that million of vibration through all your DNA and your cells and your mitochondria and feel it flowing like a fountain through you from head to toe. Here we go, accept to receive. Oh, there you go. You guys are accepting. It's beautiful. Inhale that white light up beyond your crown of the head again. Exhale out your nose, and you and the white light go down, down, down through all the level layers of Mother Earth until you get to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Take it to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. If you see that crystal chair or that bench, sit or lay down and be enveloped in grounding, integrating, healing. Inhale that white light up again, up beyond the crown of the head. Exhale out your nose, and you and the white light go down to your heart center, your chest cavity. And just take a few breaths, expanding that light in your heart center. And take another breath, just starting to wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes. And on your next exhale, go ahead and open up your eyes. So this was a pretty powerful session. It will probably take several hours for some of them to finish running, but the integration, several days actually to finish running. And then the integration for some could take even, I don't know, 4 or 5 months even. So you may forget about this episode, but it's still going to remind you when you start to feel and see all the gifts, the fruitions from you partaking part. As always, much love. Bye for now. Thank you for showing up for you.